Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com, and I'm excited about having our old buddy Mark Mayberry back on the show. Mark is the co-author of the book Building the Dream Workforce. He's the president of the Mayberry Group. He's a guy who goes forth across the marketplace, helping people and companies put their best foot forward. He's got some great ideas for us today. Mark Mayberry, welcome back and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Jim. I'm delighted to be back.
It's good to have you back. As always, you're always welcome on this show. And I was telling the audience, I was kind of bragging on you a little bit earlier, Mark. I said, Mark always brings us good ideas, and he always puts a handle on them so that we can carry them around with us. You know, that's a real skill that a lot of people don't have. Mark, I know you're a public speaker. You do a lot of speaking around the country. And a lot of people have great ideas, but they can't – and they do what I call – they deliver them with a Chinese – you know, like the Chinese deliver food. You know, you enjoy it while you're eating it, but 3 hours later, you're hungry again. And so, you do a good job of putting handles on these so that we can carry them around with us for a while.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, Jim.
Let's talk about this new idea. It's not really a new idea. It's a new approach, a new way of looking at an old idea, which is the idea of getting people, other people, to help you be successful in your business.
It all started with a friend of mine that I was in the apparel business for 14 years, and this guy, Bobby Weaver, was my best customer. And about a year ago, Bobby called me up and he said, Mayberry, he said, what is your best marketing tool? And I said, well, that's easy. Word-of-mouth marketing is when I go in and give a speech and people talk about it to other people.
Right.
He said, well, let's take all the clients that you've got, Mayberry. And he says, that's a wide range of people across the country, big organizations, large, and all kinds of industries. What's their best marketing tool? And I said, well, same as mine, word-of-mouth marketing. It's when people go out and tell their friends about your business in a positive way. And he said, well, how much time do your clients spend training their teams to make sure that positive word of mouth is happening? And I said, they don't do it. Everybody just kind of says, well, our best marketing tool is word of mouth, but it just kind of happens. So we put together a program called Nudging, and it's all about how to get your customers to nudge their friends and say good things about your business. We don't want your customers to leave your business and say, that was a great experience. We want them to leave and say, that was such a good experience, I got to tell other people about it.
Well, you know, the reason this is so important, Mark, and I'm glad you're doing this, I'm glad you're talking to us about it today, is because small business owners, even those who have some kind of a budget for advertising, most of us will never have enough money, enough capital to have a big enough budget to do the kind of market penetration that the big guys do. So we've got to make sure that when somebody knows about us, if we've done a good job, that continues to pay off for us, don't we?
Absolutely. I was watching 60 Minutes just this past Sunday night, and they had a very interesting segment on there about Google. And we all know Google.com on the Internet.
Right.
When I'm looking for something that I don't know where to go, I go straight to Google.
It's the newest verb icon, isn't it?
It really is. And it is an incredible company, and these are a couple guys that started it in somebody's garage or basement or something, and built it into this incredible organization. And when they were talking to them, they said, how did you do it? And it all comes down to word of mouth.
Yep.
Just people like their product. They got people talking about it. They made it fun. They came up with a great name to start
with. Yep.
So word of mouth is what's going on, and that's what all of our listeners need to figure out. How can we make that happen? They're all going to say word of mouth is my best marketing tool, but my question is, how do you make sure that's happening?
Right, and because, no, you're exactly right. I mean, how many times have you asked somebody, how do you get your business? And they say, well, I get all my business from referrals.
Right.
But then you ask them a little bit about how those things happen, how those referrals happen. They don't have a clue, do they?
No, it's just kind of like, well, they're just this is natural. Well, let's take that natural and move it up a step, and
right.
Let's really put some effort behind making sure that is going on.
So you're actually saying we can be a little bit scientific about the word of mouth marketing.
Absolutely, that's the bottom line. There is to really put a program together that's going to make sure that happens to go beyond just having it kind of fall off the table.
All right, how do we do that?
Well, let me give you an example. When I was in the apparel business. We came up with a new, we didn't come up with a new concept, we heard about a new concept on the West Coast, and it was called the one price dollar store, the one price clothing stores. We were selling women's apparel, and we had our stuff scattered all across the board as far as pricing. But my wife Lisa and I went out to California on a buying trip, and we decided we wanted to check a couple of these stores out. And we were just amazed at the volume that they were doing. A couple of the owners out there were kind enough to talk to us. We were no threat to them being in Atlanta. So we came back to Atlanta and told our team we were going to do this. And especially on our retail stores, our biggest challenge was, what do we do with the stuff we've already got in our stores, which we'd paid more than $10 for? How do we get rid of that and bring in the new merchandise? So what we did, Jim, was to bring in some new merchandise. We put on a huge sale in our stores, and then at night, after we sold enough merchandise, we would bring in the new merchandise. Now, we didn't want that to sit out there like a sore thumb, because that's where the excitement would go. So we'd take a round rack of the new merchandise, we'd put a sheet over the top of it, and then we'd put a sign up on the top of that rack for the next day that said, on such and such a day, everything in the store will be $10 or less. Here's some of the new merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
But we wouldn't let them see it. We had a sheet tied over the rack. But we had women on their hands and knees trying to look up underneath this, figuring out. And the first day that we opened up under the $10 concept, in every one of our stores, we had a line around the building trying to get in. So we created that curiosity. We made people wonder, what in the world? So our listeners can do something to create a curiosity to make people think, what's going on here?
Yeah, you know, I remember a great campaign back in the late 50s. I was just a pup. I was living out of Chicago. And for months, there were billboards that said, I will bring a mountain to Chicago.
Right.
Have I ever told you that story?
No, you haven't.
And you know the story I'm talking about?
I don't, and I lived in Rockford, not far away.
It was about 58, 59, 60, and for, I don't know, months and months and months, there were these billboards all over the place, and they kept moving them around. I will bring a mountain to Chicago. And what it was Colonel Folger's. It was the launch of the Folger's coffee line.
No kidding.
Yeah, he launched it in Chicago, but it was months before we knew it was coffee, or before we knew it was him.
Great
Stand
story.
By, Mark. We're going to come back after these messages. 20 after, we'll be right back with Mark Mayberry.
Come from the cities and they come from the small towns.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Mark Mayberry. And that's his website, too, isn't it, Mark? MarkMayberry.com?
That's it.
And that's where we can also find your books, right?
Absolutely. My books and the new audio CDs on Nudging. It's a 4-CD set that's actually not out yet. It'll be out in about 2 weeks.
All right. Now, Nudging is what you're calling this whole idea of being more proactive, more scientific, more deliberate, more specific about word-of-mouth marketing.
Absolutely. It's getting your customers to nudge their friends and say, you need to go do business with such and such a company.
Right. All right. So give us a little bit of a peek into pull the sheets up off these CDs a little bit and give us a little peek inside of them.
A good analogy. Well, what it is, it's Bobby Weaver and I getting together and talking about a lot of different ways that you can make word of mouth, positive word of mouth, happen in your business, no matter what kind of business you have. And we use stories from all kinds of industries. For instance, I'm one of the world's worst, and my wife always gets in my case about it, about going out there and buying that anniversary card or gift at the last minute, or the birthday card.
What does she think, you're a girl or something?
Well, I'm telling you. Well, there's a woman with a Hallmark store, and I believe it was up in Tennessee, and she knows that I'm not the only male in the world that has that challenge. So what she said, what she saw for quite some time was people like myself coming in at the last minute. We got to buy a card, and then we got, of course, we forget to have a stamp to go with it, and we would sit there right at the counter and write the darn card out so we can put it in the mailbox.
I don't do that. I do it in the car.
Do you? Okay. Well, this woman actually set up a table for people like myself where when you come in...
romantically challenged individuals.
That's right. She gives us a table, and she also gives us a stamp to mail the darn thing, Jim.
And to make the wives happy, when on your way out, she hits you on top of the head.
That's for sure. That's with a baseball bat. But she's got the whole community talking about this is where you need to go to buy the cards, because they've got a table set up where you can write them out. She gives you a stamp to mail them. It makes it easy for us last-minute procrastinators.
The lady, it's not that the ladies mind that you wait to the last minute to buy it. It's that they think that if you wait to the last minute to buy it, you're not really sitting there and reading them all to make sure you get just the right one.
That's right.
See, they think this ought to take like a month to do or something.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Just teasing, ladies. Just having a little fun here.
So here's a woman that took a regular concept, a card store, whether it's Hallmark or anybody else. We've all been in them, and she's just done something different. She went beyond what her competition is doing and got people talking about her.
That's a great idea.
And that's what our listeners need to do. Look at your own business and quit. You know, one of the worst challenges that people have in business is to be successful, Jim, because then what happens is you say, hey, I've got this figured out. Let's just keep it the way it is.
Right.
And you and I have talked about change before, and unless you're willing to go out and try something new, try something different. I had a client that we did a customer service retreat, a day and a half, just on customer service ideas. And one of the things they came up with was to have some fun at their drive-through banking window. And they got their mascot to dress up as this big human-sized bumblebee and go out and wash all the windows of all the cars in line and hand out soft drinks on a very busy day. Hmm. And the people had a bunch of fun with it. They were the talk of the town. And their team said, well, let's take that idea indoors. We can't wash windows, but we can dress the mascot up and have some fun with that and give away soft drinks and cookies in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people were just laughing and having fun with that. But they had several people come up to them and say, you know, I see what you're doing here, and I appreciate the idea, but I'm in a hurry. I'd rather if you took off that stupid bumblebee outfit and opened up another teller line. So you've got a good idea, and you've got that capacity to keep revolutionizing your good ideas.
Well, there's always one grumpy customer out there.
Well, I think they had more than one that
okay.
day.
Okay. Well, you know, the thing is this goes back to what I talk about with my friend Peter Meyer, when we talk about small business owners not only having a brand, but dominating with that brand.
Absolutely.
See, this is another way. What you're talking about, this nudging idea that you have, this program that you and Bobby put together in these CDs, this is another way of small business owners not only having a brand like Coca-Cola, like General Motors, like Xerox or whatever, but actually dominating in your marketplace with that brand, beating the big guys.
You're the only one that the customers talk about.
That's right.
You're exciting. It's like M&M's. Remember M&M's came out with that, I don't know if you saw them or not, the gray packages?
Yeah.
And everything in the package was black and white M&M's, no colors.
Right.
The colors were gone.
Right.
They got people talking about a candy bar.
Well, remember the blue ones when they started adding blue ones?
Right. They got their customers involved.
That's right. And people opened the bag up and started looking for the blue ones.
That's right. So it's all about, there again, a great example of how M&M's got people talking about them. While you look at every other candy company, they just sit there on the shelf and they're kind of comfortable with where they are.
In your CDs, do you give people ideas on how they can do this for themselves?
Absolutely. We give them example after example. I think there's like 28.
How much are they? much of
the complete set of four CDs is $49.95 plus the shipping.
That's a heck of a deal.
You know, you get one idea out of there. You've paid for them overnight.
Oh, that's a heck of a deal. And they can do that at markmayberry.com?
Markmayberry.com or 800-394-6138.
Great idea. Hey, thanks, Mark, for being here. Good job today. Happy New Year. We'll see you soon.
Always a pleasure.
Mark Mayberry, ladies and gentlemen. That's markmayberry.com. Check out those CDs. I think you'll like them. Quick break. Right back with Mr. Mike Tanner. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. It's like a dream come true.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.